You're listening to San Juan Now, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome, everyone, to San Juan County Now. I'm your host, Elaine Gisler, and I'm the Director of Economic Development and Visitor Services here in San Juan County, Utah.
And I'm Elaine's co-host, Ben Nielsen, Economic Development Specialist for San Juan County. We're stoked to kick this off, this podcast. We want to share some exciting things that are happening here in San Juan County and also maybe address some of the challenges and see if we can approach them from a new angle.
We're hoping to engage with the local community about economic development and gaining insight from our mayors, the leaders of our community, the council members, commissioners, representatives, state senators, and everyone that has a hand in San Juan County. We also would like to give you a peek behind the curtain, especially to visitors, to let them know what San Juan County is all about. We will give them updated news from our land agencies, and that's extremely important, especially when visitors are traveling through our area, so that they can keep abreast of things and what's happening and be able to navigate if it's road repair, weather, et cetera. So I think that the podcast can offer a lot of opportunities for the local community to learn, be engaged, and our visitors as well.
Okay, so the first topic we want to introduce is some of the opportunities that we have available in our area. So Elaine, what opportunities can the local community take advantage of?
Well, Ben, there are many grant opportunities available, some that I wasn't even aware of. We currently have the rural county grant funding that we are going to be allocating funding out toward, and we've received applications, but we've also got the United States Department of Agriculture grants, the Small Business Association grants, the Governor's Office of Rural Development grants, the Utah World Trade Center offers grants. We've got the Southeast Utah Association of Local Government involved. The Utah Office of Outdoor Recreation is currently offering a grant, and I think that that would be something for someone, especially in our area, to check into. So the Economic Development Department, our department here in San Juan County, notifies the public through different outlets, whether it's email, social media, Facebook pages, our website. So I think that we would ask visitors, as well as especially the locals, to really sign up through those websites, through the social media, so that you can be abreast of what type of grants are being offered, because there are deadlines to a lot of these grant opportunities, and we want to be able to make sure that we're getting the information out and you're able to apply in a timely manner.
Awesome. Utah State University also offers business training. So they've got the program SPARC, that's the Small Business Professional Development Application Resources and Certification. And they also have the Custom Fit program and the Short-Term Intensive Training program. And currently, there's no cost for any of these. They've got grant money to cover all of them. So with any kind of initiative, any business that needs any training, they have a whole array of programs. These don't include the accredited classes offered by Utah State. So these are just training programs, but very valuable.
And I might add that this is a great time, as we're at the beginning of the season starting shortly, for businesses to assess, do your employees need training? Do I need training as a business owner? And reaching out to our department here, contacting us so that we can help navigate exactly what your needs are. I'm also excited to talk about an event that we're going to coordinate for later this year, sort of a Shark Tank event, where we're going to call all entrepreneurs and all people that are talented and have created a product, an item, and we will ask for a presentation, and then we'll be awarding funds to the candidate who is selected by the judges. So we're very excited about that. So another reason to sign up for our newsletter on our website, our Facebook pages, to just be in touch with what's happening. But I'm sure we've got some incredible people out there who could use the funds to start their business. We also have vision and community building. And, you know, we really want to reach out to the community and ask that people get engaged in some of the committees that we're going to be creating, which will help grow our community the way we want to grow our community. So some for beautification, some for Main Street programs. How do we revitalize older buildings? And how do we create a different atmosphere in our communities? So we really want to focus on arts and culture and getting a group, a committee together. So we really want people to, in our community in San Juan County, to become more engaged in some of these efforts that will then eventually help the entire community. I also am working on applying for a grant application for an event center for San Juan County, and this would be a year-round event center. And I'm applying for a federal grant, and hopefully we would be able to secure those funds, because having an event center in this area where that we could use year-round would really help to improve opportunities to bring in tax revenue, sales tax revenue, jobs, and a whole host of positives for San Juan County. So we ask why, or you're probably asking, why should we participate? Well, we want to grow our communities the way we want them to grow, right, Ben?
That's right. And that's why we need community input. This podcast is just to help everyone have more awareness of what's available to you. Also to know, to know when the deadlines are for grant applications. And as we get more involved, like Elaine said, we can start things like an arts council, do other things that increase our standard of living. As we all get involved with inviting companies to come to San Juan County, that'll increase the income that we currently have in our jobs and provide additional jobs. The main thing is it'll allow us to stop exporting our youth so that our kids have something to come back to.
Ben, you're correct. Exporting our children is not something that we want to continue to do in San Juan County. Wouldn't it be nice if our kids could be educated in our local community, go off to college, and then come back here to work, live near their families, their grandparents, and just get more engaged in the community? So often, kids go off to school, and we don't have the resources to offer them jobs here to come back to. So I think it's important for us all as a community to work toward opportunities for our youth to, number one, listen to what they have to say and ask them questions. And what would they like to see happen here in San Juan County? And then work toward being able to bring opportunities, whether it's companies or working with entrepreneurs for business expansion, retention, but to be able to have our children, our youth, come back and live and work in our community.
For sure. And I've heard a lot of parents say a lot of the same things there. Okay, so next, Elaine, what value do the opportunities that we've been talking about bring to San Juan County?
Oh, they bring so many opportunities. For me, business retention and expansion is critically important. So many local business owners have started small businesses, their small business, and they have put their blood, sweat, tears, and their finances, sometimes their life savings, into these businesses to make a go of it. And we owe it to them to help them retain their business and expand it if they want to. Some business owners might be happy with where they are currently, but there may be others that see an opportunity to expand with adding on employees, which would help our local community by employing people. Also, increase tax revenue. So if they're producing a particular product and we are able to export that product out of the community, again, that's revenue for them and tax revenue for the county. So we want to provide grant funding to help retain our businesses and expand our businesses and really find resources for them to grow. And I think all of these opportunities will really bring a lot of overall good health, wellness, and satisfaction of life here in San Juan County. And I believe it's important for us to continue to focus every day on how we can help our local businesses grow, while we're also looking forward to bringing in some new opportunities, some new businesses. So how does the Economic Development and Visitor Services Office support or help with these opportunities and initiatives? You would be surprised. Ben?
Well, Elaine, you talked about a lot of the grant funding opportunities. So it's our job to be out there researching those for you and to be on top of those, as well as how to apply for a business license. If this is nothing, you know, if you haven't done this before, there, you've got a lot of questions generally. We coordinate with zoning and other departments to make sure that you have everything that you need.
And Ben, we're offering two scholarships to two San Juan County students to help them further their education. We're hoping that we can help two students with a $1,500 award. And we're in the process of preparing the application. We'll be sending the application to the superintendent of schools in San Juan County so they can distribute it. And we're hoping that students, high school students, will apply and that this will give those students a start, a good fitting on their next path as they leave high school. And Ben, one last thing about visitor services. It can also help by listing any new business in the correct category on our website. We want to make sure that we're featuring all of our businesses and what they have to offer. We can create content. We can work with the business owner to draft that content, especially for any new business that we have. We want to make sure that we're giving that business a focus, and we want to give them an opportunity to sort of showcase who they are, what they do. And that also goes for businesses that might be increasing their offering, if they're extending their opening. So whatever changes you may have in your existing business where you're expanding, we would love to know that so that we might be able to create the content and be able to put that up on our website. And one thing else I might add is that good photography, if you've got the opportunity to take good photography for your storefront inside of your establishment, and they're great high resolution photos, we would love those because then we can attach those to the content that we're writing to be placed on the website.
All right, switching gears from locals to visitors. Elaine, how can we improve the experience of the visitors that come to San Juan County or get their involvement so that we can know how to tailor the experience to what they're looking for?
It's very, very important for us to understand what the visitor would like to see more of here, how we can help them. So I would rely on visitors that are currently coming to San Juan County to engage with us on Facebook, on our website, to comment on what they would like to see in San Juan County. Would it be more restaurants, more hotels, more trails, more transportation offerings? What is it when you come into this destination? What would you like to see? I mean, the visitor has planned this vacation. And for most visitors, it's a journey of a lifetime. They've saved up their money. They've stocked away their vacation hours. And so we want them to have an incredible experience when they're here. So getting insight or input from the visitor, I feel, is extremely important because we've got visitors coming from all over the world. And I think it's really important to listen to what they have to say and how we can improve their experience, because chances are, because our county is so large and so vast and so much to see, that they may end up making a trip back here to stay. Mm-hmm. And maybe they will be happy when they find that we've implemented some of their suggestions. So I would love to hear from the visitors.
Yeah, we really do appreciate our visitors and all that they bring to our communities. San Juan County truly has a huge array of geographical playgrounds. There's Canyonlands National Park. We have Monument Valley and the Navajo Tribal Park, Four Corners Monument, Rainbow Bridge. There's Gooseneck State Park, Valley of the Gods, Bear's Ears, also Dead Horse Point, Hovenweep, Natural Bridges. Blanding has Edge of the Cedars State Park Museum, Dinosaur Museum, and their visitor center there. Bluff has the Bear's Ears Education Center. They also have the Bluff Fort that highlights some of the pioneers. Monument Valley, we mentioned their tribal park, but they also have a museum in the Goulding's Monument. In addition, there's the Canyon Country Discovery Center in Monticello. They've got night sky programs, guided tours, archaeology tours. If you've got kids, this really is the place to go. We feel really fortunate to have the Canyon Country Discovery Center here. You can find them at ccdiscovery.org.
And I might add, Ben, that if you're looking to spend time on the water, We've got some amazing places for visitors to go to, such as Lake Powell, which is located in the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. It offers world-class boating, world-class scenery. You could stay on a houseboat for a day, 2 days, a week. Who wouldn't want to stay a week on Lake Powell in a houseboat? It's an incredible area. You can fish, boating. We also have local reservoirs. We've got the Recapture Reservoir, which is north of Blanding, and it's got some beautiful views. You can go fishing there, boating there. And we also have here in Monticello, Lloyd's Lake, which is a great area if you just want to take a walk around the lake, if you'd like to go paddle boarding. So we've got water activities here, even though we're partially in the desert. There's just a lot of water activities that can be taken advantage of while you're here on your visit.
That's right. I've been on each one of those lakes, and I'll just add the striper fishing is great in Lake Powell.
We're thrilled that you joined us today, and we would hope that you would engage with us. And if you've got any questions, any suggestions about future podcast, we'd want to hear from you. We're focusing on economic development and how we can help San Juan County, but please feel free to reach us at info@sanjuancounty.org, eGizler, that's G-I-Z-L-E-R, @sanjuancounty.org, or B. Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-O-N, @sanjuancounty.org, and utahscanyoncountry.com, and also sanjuancounty.org/econ, ECONDEV. And that'll take you right to the economic development page on sanjuancounty.org. I know I provided a lot of information for you on how to contact us, but don't fret. All of this information will be provided to you in the description box. Thank you again for joining us as we share the story of San Juan County, Utah. We really look forward to hearing from you and continuing to introduce you to many people, places, and opportunities that San Juan County has to offer.
It's truly been a pleasure, Elaine, to be here with the economic development team that you have here in San Juan County, and to be on this journey with all of you who are listening. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We've got two sites. There's Utah's Canyon Country, as well as San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Services. We look forward to hearing from you.
And tune in next time when we'll have a very special guest from San Juan County. We want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we look forward to meeting with you on our next podcast. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to San Juan Now, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Elaine Gizler and Ben Nielsen, produced by Relic.